Banks on lockdown and ATMs out of cash. What the Cyprus crisis feels like from the inside.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson with the global perspective on business and economics. Banks in Cyprus are now on lockdown until Thursday. Most were supposed to reopen today following a bailout deal that'll force losses on big depositors. But banks are terrified of runs on their accounts and are staying closed. Joining us now from Cyprus is the BBC's Nigel Cassidy. Hello, Nigel.
Hi there.
So talk about the mood on the ground in Cyprus. How are people reacting to the news that banks are staying closed?
I think people, once again, are disappointed and a little bit bewildered that they've been desperate to cash checks, to get larger sums out, to pay customers, to pay staff, and just for the everyday things of living. And once again, they've been disappointed. The central bank says that it's had this further delay to ensure that when the banks do open, they can all open together and they can open smoothly. But clearly the bad news has just come day by day here, and I guess people have rather got used to it.
So what's expected to happen when the banks actually do open as they're expected under the current plan on Thursday?
Well, that's a very good question. What people don't know is what the credit controls will be. We have heard that there will be a limit of 10,000 euros for withdrawals. But the president was at pains to say in a speech last night that the credit controls would only last a short time. But we don't know what the effect will be. I mean, the reality is, if you live on this island in the eastern Mediterranean, it would be hugely inconvenient to keep your money abroad. The reason people were taking it out was that the banks are shut. They feared that one or more of the banks would collapse. And in a sense, they've had that news now, so they're making a different judgment as to what to do.
The BBC's Nigel Cassidy joining us from Cyprus.